Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into, well, a stack of restaurant reviews and editorial notes about this tiny 30-seat wine bar.
Right, up in uptown Kingston, New York.
Yeah, exactly. And our mission for this deep dive is to figure out how this one specific spot, it's a place called Clio, managed to totally redefine that kind of tired farm-to-table concept.
Into something entirely new.
Right, like, let's call it building-to-table.
Building-to-table, yeah, it's such a fascinating case study. Clio is a no-reservations, walk-in-only spot right on the corner of Fair and John Straits. And we're looking at it today not just because of the food, but because of their radical approach to physical space.
Right, because usually when we talk about wine, we always talk about terroir, you know, that concept where you can taste a specific place.
Exactly, you taste the soil, the climate.
The exact hill the grapes grew on. But what if a building had terroir? Like, what if a room physically reflected its exact GPS coordinates?
That is exactly the thesis the founders executed here. They didn't just source their ingredients locally, they sourced their room from a walkable radius.
Which is wild.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, if you look up, the pendant lights illuminating the space are from RBW.
Wait, what's RBW?
Oh, it's a lighting manufacturer, and their factory is literally just about a mile down the road.
Oh, wow, a mile.
Yeah, and it's not just the fixtures. The bar millwork is made from locally milled spalted maple.
Spalted maple. Okay, so for you listening, if you aren't familiar with that, it's wood that has these incredible dark winding lines in it.
Right, caused by natural fungi in the decaying tree.
Exactly. It gives the wood this distinct hyper-regional fingerprint. You can't just, you know, mass produce that in a factory.
No, definitely not. And that architectural rule blends right into the menu map seamlessly. You sit at that bar and you're eating sourdough from Kingston Bread Plus Bar.
Right down the street.
Exactly. The charcuterie is from Las Illumina. The cheese is Chase Holm. Even the wine pouring into your glass is a label called Accordion, which is made just a few miles south in the town of Accord.
Okay, but logically, if you source literally everything locally, like the wood, the lights, the bread, the wine, you run a massive risk.
Oh, for sure.
You'd think that would result in a totally disjointed, chaotic room. Like
the quirky flea market.
Right, or a localized theme park.
Right.
How does it hold together without feeling gimmicky?
Well, to pull that off, it takes an insane level of operational discipline. And that brings us to the owners, husband and wife Team Hope, and Charles Matthews.
Who moved from Colorado to Kingston in 2020 to build this, right?
Yeah, specifically to build this. But to understand the how, you have to look at their pedigree. They're both alumni of Blue Hill at Stone Barns.
Okay, wait. When I hear Blue Hill, my mind immediately goes to, like, white tablecloths and terrifyingly formal dining rooms.
And massive price tags.
Yes. That hyper-intense Michelin-starred environment. How on earth does a pedigree like that survive in a casual 30-seat neighborhood joint?
It survives because they didn't bring the pretension, they brought the mechanics.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So at a place like Blue Hill, you might have a dozen chefs using tweezers to arrange a single microscopic garnish.
Right.
The Matthews took that exact same fanatical, rigorous attention to detail and basically recompressed it. They applied that high-end discipline to the sourcing of a single perfect wedge of local cheese.
Or like the exact height of the adjustable grates over their open wood fire.
Exactly.
Ah, so they stripped away the luxury costume, but kept the underlying precision.
You hit the nail on the head. It proves a really vital lesson here, which is specificity beats luxury.
Every time.
Right. Instead of selling a generic, ambitious fine dining experience, which, let's be honest, is easily commodified.
Oh, totally.
They built a brand entirely around specific named local partners. The rules of this room aren't pulled from a famous restaurant's playbook. They are dictated by the neighborhood itself.
It really is just an editorial masterpiece of a space. So for you listening, if you want to experience what this looks like in practice, go early and just walk in. Take a stool at that cool marble bar top right above the spalted maple.
Yes. And definitely order a glass of the Accordion wine and the salt-baked celeriac.
Oh, and while you're there, watch the open kitchen. The chef uses these medieval-style hand-cranked grates, constantly raising and lowering them over the open fire to get the exact right temperature.
It's a tactile, visceral display of that very intentionality we're talking about.
Yeah, and as you're sitting there, feeling the warmth of the fire, looking around the room, it hits you. Almost everything you were touching, eating, and seeing under those lights came from that exact same square mile.
It really is the ultimate building terroir.
It is. Which leaves you with a pretty interesting question to chew on today. If a local restaurant can so perfectly physically embody its exact GPS coordinates, what would happen if we designed our own homes or, you know, workspaces with that same radical hyperlocal specificity?